Well, good morning. I'm Mark Keefe, and so happy to welcome into the studio my friend and yours, Scott Miller. Hey, Scott.
Hey, man. Thanks for letting me in the building.
It was touch and go for a minute.
I know.
But
I will release your pets as soon as this is done.
We cleared that debt up.
We'll be safe. Until then, Fluffy's in my car.
Are you the mayor of Swope these days, or what's?
Oh no.
All right.
Swope's bigger than that.
Is there a mayor of Swope?
I don't think it's incorporated that way.
Oh, okay.
No, we're in the county.
Yeah.
Swope used to be a big railroad stop. It's where everybody brought their cattle from Highland County, from everywhere. They brought it to Swope and put them on the train there. And also, it was, for a brief period, Grandma Moses lived there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. Not around your time, though. So.
No.
And you don't have a grandma named Moses. Scott Miller, our guest. Scott, by the way, is from Swope, Virginia, which is, is it right outside Stanton? Is it closer to Waynesboro, or are we closer to?
No, we're northwest of Stanton.
No, northwest of Stanton.
Towards the mountains.
Stanton's the closest place to.
Yeah, it's where we go get our muslin cloth. Our staples.
That's right.
In our tubes.
Yep. Go in.
Our moonshine.
Go and get your shine on. This Saturday, March 16th at 7 p.m., he's at the Loft at Liberty Street in Harrisonburg. This is a benefit concert for Blue Ridge Free Clinic. We love Scott. I will talk to him a lot, but I want to hear him play a song first, and he wants to play one. What you got?
I Made a Mess of This Town. I made a mess of this town. Now every sidewalk crack either knocks me down or breaks somebody's back. And every face I see as I look around says it's time to leave. You made a mess of this town. With a spring in my step and a song on my lips, I came and found out how big this town really is. Confusing lovers, confusing friends, making the same mistakes again and again, till all the guys at the bar, well, they stay where they are. And all the girls on the block, well, you know how girls talk. And all the lights on the street, incandescent and mean, 'cause the word got around, oh man, I made a mess of this town. This town. Because there's people you meet, then there's people you know. Some keep you on your feet, and some don't let them go. That's why I sit at the bar and I dream of the day I get the means to mean what I say. I'm gonna leave this town in a cloud of dust with a 50-cent lighter and a whiskey buzz. Then there'll be a day when I come back around. When asked why, I'll say it's 'cause I made a mess of this.
Scott Miller live here on WNRN. Happy to have him in for a studio session, and happy that he's going to be playing at the Loft at Liberty Street in Harrisonburg coming up this Saturday, March the 16th at 7 o'clock. It's a benefit concert for the Blue Ridge Free Clinic.
That's right.
And I can tell you right now that Scott Miller and that song are like truth, basically, because you have made a mess of a lot of towns. You have stopped making a mess of towns.
I like to kick it in every now and again.
But that song, which that's a Commonwealth tune, right? That's Scott.
Yeah, that was off the Thus Always a Tyrant's record. It was number one Americana record. It was also a top 10 New York Times album of 2001.
Wow.
It's my calling card.
It's a great record.
Yeah.
Scott Miller's our guest this afternoon. He's in studio at WNRN. I brought up Swope at the beginning of the interview because you're out there working on the cattle farm.
Yep.
And then you have to... you still go home to Stanton, or you live out there?
No, I live at the farm.
Live at the farm, you're done.
I'm there.
And so then, when do you have time to practice, play, write songs, do anything else other than manage a cattle farm?
No, there's time if you make time. Mm-hmm. I mean, any writer knows it's like it's in the morning before the day gets on you. Mm-hmm. You've got a couple hours of window there, and you can write before the phone starts ringing or you remember something you have to do. That's when I try to do it, but I have not been very disciplined of late.
So then if I've
got enough, I'm going to try to make an EP or something here this spring.
Because if my math is correct, 7 years now since you put something official out.
I know. You think they remember me?
We always do.
Yeah, well.
We will never forget you, you know, which is kind of a nice thing.
You complete me.
That's also kind of a strange thing, too, because I'd imagine at some point in your career that you had a pattern to how you wrote things and then got things out because you kind of had to feed the machine.
Yeah.
There's no real machine to feed at this point other than
a cow. I don't know how the business works now.
Neither do I, but I'm not going to tell anybody.
Nobody does.
Yeah.
Back then, I didn't have a farm, so I wrote every day. My job was to write every day. I was living in Knoxville. I think I've told you this before. I would rent, especially in the summer when the students were gone from the university, you could rent an apartment for nothing.
Sure.
Just as long as you paid the utilities and just stick a guitar and a typewriter and a tape recorder in there and just go in there every day and write. And I did that for a number of years until I moved home and had to take care of my parents and then the farm. And
so the routine.
And now I got this cat I got to let in and out all the time, man. It's like my third job.
You know, cats are supposed to be either in or out, not, you know, all the time. So,
man, this was a feral barn cat. It's fixed, and we always trap them and neuter them and whatever, but they're feral.
Mm-hmm.
And it was last summer. I found a can of cat food somewhere, and I just put it out at 4 o'clock. And now every day at 4 o'clock, this thing starts coming down from the barn. And then one day I was stupid enough to go, "You want to come inside?" And I entice it inside, and now it's like...
So much for that.
They domesticated us.
Pretty much, yeah. How many in the barn? How many cats do you think?
Oh, three or four.
Wow. Yeah.
There's Libby, that one, and Big Head Todd, and... he's got a big head.
I wonder if Todd Park Mower knows about this one. So should let him know. Take a picture and send it on.
I will. I've got pictures of Big Head Todd. I can do that.
Scott Miller, our guest today here on WNRN. He's at the Loft at Liberty Street in Harrisonburg this Saturday the 16th. 7 o'clock is the showtime. It's a concert, benefit concert for the Blue Ridge Free Clinic. Then have we already talked, or do we talk off mic, or have we already talked about you breaking your leg?
I broke my leg. A cow broke my leg.
A cow broke your leg. Yeah.
So I was working. I came back from Texas in July. I was working some first calf heifers, which I always describe. They're like Brooke Shields and Blue Lagoon. They just don't know what's happening. You're old enough to have seen Blue Lagoon.
I have, but we saw.
They just don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Their hormones are raging. They're giant 900-pound muscle teenagers.
I'm with you now.
They're nuts.
Yeah.
And it's okay. Because once they have their first calf, they calm down, but till you get them there. So me and my neighbor, Hubie Grimm, were working them, and one got in there and just wouldn't stick her head through the catch. So I got in the chute with her, and I was just doing everything right, standing sideways. It wasn't like a kick. It was just like a little love tap from a 900-pound animal. It caught me right on the inside of the knee and broke all three bones in my leg. And I said, "Hubie, this is bad." I said, "But before the shock wears off, let's go ahead and finish these heifers."
Oh, look at you.
And I took about two steps when my leg just collapsed out like a parenthesis.
No fun. So how far were you from a car or something to take you where you needed to go?
Oh, we were at the barn. Called some neighbors down the road who farm. I was like, "Hey, come up here and finish these heifers."
and I'm gonna
then I'm gonna need to go do something.
Yeah, then I gotta go to the hospital and end up calling the ambulance. They did, and I was like, please tell them not to use the sirens because it's swope and everybody knows when something comes out. What's up? What's
right.
up? Oh, what'd Miller do now? So, but they came full bore. Even the swope volunteer fire department. It was big doings.
Yeah. So off to the hospital you went and laid up for 4 months. You said.
Yeah.
There went the touring from that.
Yeah, well, I still made, I did some shows. I had those dates with Patty Griffin, and I went and did those. And then I did Limekiln Theater.
Right.
Managed to make that. And
you must have been.
Thanks to all the.
The Limekiln one was shortly after that happened.
Oh, yeah, it was still, like, fresh.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Oxycontin's wonderful.
Well, you know, that's a whole other thing. But, yeah, we'll do a PSA based
okay,
on that
yep,
shortly.
Yeah.
Scott Miller is our guest this afternoon here in the studio, this morning, I should say, in the studio. He can stay all afternoon if he'd like, but he's going to be playing a show this Saturday in Harrisonburg. It's at the Loft at Liberty Street. It's a benefit concert for Blue Ridge Free Clinic.
It's a good worthy cause, by the way.
Yep. I wanted to say you have some shows coming up like a month from now or down the road a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going back out end of April. I think I got a tour with Robbie Foulkes.
Oh, that's fun.
That I'm doing. So I can you can cover a lot of ground in that month.
Yeah, and then it's back to hay.
Yeah, well, that's the life I've chosen. I love it. My mom says, you're either the biggest liar in the world or you're doing exactly what you're supposed to do.
Well, because you get to do this too, so it actually works out pretty well.
And it's a privilege.
Scott Miller,
a privilege.
Live here in the studio. What do you want to play next?
I was going to do this song, Someday, Sometime. Some days will never be enough. Some days will always be too much. Some days your work is all in vain. Some days ain't worth a blessed thing. Sometimes you're called upon to help. Sometimes you have to help yourself. Sometimes the worst thing is the truth, that your best will still not do. What do you want? What do you want? You'll have to get it on your own. Your mother's headed to Kentucky for a while. What do you want? What do you want? You'll have to get it on your own. Someday and sometime. Some days you wish they just would end. Some days you'll want to live again. Some days are harder than the rest. Some days are easy to forget. Sometimes you get just what you want. Sometimes you've had it all along. Sometimes you don't know where to go. Sometimes you're not supposed to know. What do you want? What do you want? You'll have to get it on your own. Your mother's headed to Kentucky for a while. What do you want? What do you want? You'll have to get it on your own. Someday and sometime. Some people live life from the heart. Some people find that much too hard. Some people know where they belong. Some people decide to move on. What do you want? What do you want? You'll have to get it on your own. Your mother's headed to Kentucky for a while. Ashes gray and dry as dust. or return to the earth. Someday and sometime.
Scott Miller live on WNRN in studio this morning. That's a good way to spend a Thursday morning, honestly, and a good way to spend a Saturday evening. It's with him at the Loft at Liberty Street in Harrisonburg. It's a benefit concert for Blue Ridge Free Clinic. Do you have any new songs you'll be playing, or are you just going to...
Yeah, I got some new ones. All I've been doing stuff in different tunings. I didn't bring that guitar.
No, it's okay. No, I mean at the show.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Could you still try out stuff live and then go, meh, or then...
There's one that's I've been really called Like a Simile.
Oh boy.
It's a work in progress. It's a work in progress, but it's getting there.
All right.
So it's good.
Look forward to
hearing something new. I got you. I hear you.
What's wrong
with the other 12 records I put out?
Scott Miller, this Saturday, March 16th, 7 o'clock at the Loft at Liberty Street in Harrisonburg. Benefit concert for Blue Ridge Free Clinic. You want to send us out with a song? And my thanks for coming and doing this.
Man, thanks for having me. I just want to say that the Blue Ridge Free Clinic is a nonprofit and a worthy thing.
Ever since we crawled out of the slime, or were made people by a divine, before the Irish made Irish stew, we've had to watch out for the people who rule.
Do not adjust your radio, that was a kazoo.
Presidents, kings, czars, and potentates, Ivan the Terrible and Catherine the Great, Napoleon, Genghis, Ramses one and two. Always be wary of the people who rule.
The history of mankind is brutish and short, but evident truth should stand up in court.
Whether your state or commonwealth is red or it's blue, always be wary of the people who rule.
It's just my opinion, but for what it's worth, someday the meek shall inherit the earth.
Then we gotta worry about the meek too. There's something with power and the people who rule.
Scott Miller live on WNRN. Fantastic,
thank
man.
You all for
great
having
to see
me.
You.
I love you all.
Big thanks going out to Jeff doing sound today. Michaelin is in the studio taking pictures, and Matt did all the video. And nice light work, by the way, Matt. I'm really impressed. I'm Mark Keefe. Thanks for listening to WNRN.